So this morning's readings are kind of focused on this disease of leprosy. Leprosy was sort of like a fearful disease back in the time of Jesus because nobody really understood what it was. They didn't know what caused it. They didn't know how it spread. And so it was a source of real fearfulness for the people. So much so that as we hear in the first reading, Moses gave this prescription to say, if anybody has any sort of blemish on them, they have to show themselves to the priest, and then the priest will determine whether or not that person is unclean. They didn't go to a doctor. They went to a holy person. And unfortunately, because of that, the leprosy as a disease sort of became something bigger than maybe it needed to be among the people. But in the 1860s, Dr. Hansen sort of discovered the cause of leprosy. And it's caused by this Mycobacteria leprae. And in studying it, he discovered that the way this disease was spread was only through the mucous membranes, through somebody's nasal excretions. And it was interesting to me as I thought about that, because When I was sort of praying about this thing, leprosy, I got this sense that leprosy being spread through nasal secretions sort of makes perfect sense why it became so pervasive. Because what happened when someone suffered from leprosy, they were rejected by the community. They were sent away. They were put somewhere where they couldn't be with other people. And just imagine if and when you are rejected. Imagine what it feels like to be shunned, to be pushed away. We cry. And when we cry, we sniffle. And when we sniffle, we secrete. And so it's in that sadness and that rejection that leprosy became so pervasive. I want to suggest to you that leprosy in this day and age really doesn't have a whole lot of power over us. Because of Dr. Hansen, it can be treated with antibiotics. But I want you to think about leprosy in terms of what it means for our sinfulness. The disease of leprosy is kind of interesting too, because it can take for up to 60 years for leprosy to become clear in you. So you may actually have that Mycobacteria leprae in your system, but not suffer any of the consequences of that for some time. So in a lot of ways, leprosy represents our sinfulness. The interesting thing about leprosy is what it does to the person who suffers from it. The first thing it does is it infects our nervous system. So it has an impact on how we feel. It has an impact on our tactile sense of the world. And interestingly enough, I would like to suggest that so does sin. Sin has a profound impact on our tactical experience of the world. Unfortunately, it has the reverse effect. Our tendency towards sinfulness comes from our desires of the flesh, our desires to be soothed, our desires to want things. The other thing that leprosy has is disfigurement. It disfigures the face. It corrupts how we appear to other people. And so does sin. Leprosy impacts the eyes. It blurs our vision. It stops us from being able to create tears, so that our eyes dry out and our vision deteriorates. So does sin. And so in today's readings, I want to suggest that really we're not talking about what happens when people suffer from a physical malady, but we're talking about what happens when we allow sin to infect our lives. And just like the leper approaching Jesus saying, "You can make me clean if you will it," Jesus, without any real hesitation, says, "I do will it." And he makes the leper clean. Jesus has made each of us clean in the salvific act that we celebrate in this Eucharist. The challenge is, perhaps our senses aren't always aware of how God has made us clean. And it becomes easy for us to become sort of apathetic. But if you listen to what Paul is exhorting to the people and to us, Paul is saying, in everything we do, we have to do it for the greater glory of God. St. Francis de Sales said that because Jesus took on our likeness in humanity, what Jesus did in that act was he made every human action potential for holiness. And that's what we are called to do. We're called to adopt this theory, this reality, that God wants every act that we perform to be an act of holiness. And in order for us to do that, we have to be clear-eyed. We have to be well aware of what's going on in our tactile world. But most importantly, we have to be aware that Christ has made us clean. We celebrate the Eucharist today, and as we come forward to receive Christ in this Eucharist, let it be our prayer that we can be reminded of the cleanliness, of the purity that God has to offer each and every one of us. In our celebration of baptism, we are made clean. Just like the leper in today's gospel, we can't be satisfied with just going and showing ourselves to the priest. We have to be willing to proclaim boldly that we are made clean. We have to spread the word so that people will pursue Jesus. People will pursue breaking the bonds of our leprosy so that we won't reject people. We will accept them, even if they're blemished, trusting that God has made them clean just as God has made us clean.